The Super Bowl is coming, Mark. It's coming to Houston, and it'll be played at NRG Stadium, obviously. And right outside of NRG Stadium is a countdown clock.
Yes.
Now, it's not just any old countdown clock. Mm-hmm. This is one that was made by an artist. It wasn't just kind of hammered together and put out there. This is some serious artwork.
Yeah, you don't just call IW Marks and order a clock for the Super Bowl countdown clock. You got to go to a tremendous designer, like you said. And we went in depth as to how this whole thing went down.
I started as a painter, but I've kind of known for sculpture. I've got sculptures all over town and many places in the country. I was the kind of kid in school that was always drawing on my paper, and I was an artist always, it seems like. What happened is the committee for the Super Bowl in town, they found out about me through some other jobs I had done, and contacted me about making the Super Football. These are some of the parameters to work with to build the football. As you see, we've got a steel structure inside the football because we're talking about holding maybe 50 to 65, 70 pounds for each panel. And then the weight of the electronic sign, which is 450 pounds. And then the sign on top, which is another 100, 125 pounds. So we had to develop all that and then make the skins of the football. So I was given these types of paperworks showing the dimensions, the angle that the football is to be at, and that's what I work from. I looked closely at that texture of pigskin, and I realized the football's not one color, it's two colors. You've got the deeper area that's kind of a lighter and flat color, and then the tops of the little plateaus of each of the little pigskin textures there are a little bit shiny and darker. And so that's what I thought I would do to my football to make it have that real character of pigskin and look like a real football. So to achieve that, what I did is took that foam mold, made them all in clay, made a rubber mold on that clay pieces, then poured plaster into that rubber mold, and at least a couple thousand pieces are there to make the texture just of one quarter of a football. The whole structure, we've got a 450 pound sign, about 150 pound host committee sign on the top. The steel frame is about 600 pounds. And then the weight of the four quadrants of the football, which would be, if it was 50, of course, a couple hundred pounds. But it's going to be a little bit more than that, 150 pounds. It was a wonderful moment to have the unveiling there for all of us. The energy in the air was so great, the way they unveiled it. The drape came down, there it was, everybody was so happy, and you could feel the great energy concerning Houston and all of their talks that they gave to the audience. The audience was so receptive. It was a wonderful opening.
Wow, that's really tremendous stuff. I mean, the patience to put all that together. I mean, I was pretty good with Play-Doh as a kid. That's about as far as I went.
There's Play-Doh and then many steps up the rung. Artistically is what he did, and that was really awesome. Okay. Necesitamos hablar español con los Texans.
Sí.
En un minuto.